Well, for all the muscle the unions are flexing in Washington, they are facing serious weakness in Kentucky. For the first time in about a century, there are no working union coal miners in that state. The state's few remaining union coal miners were laid off New Year's Eve when Patriot Coal's Highland Mine in western Kentucky shut down. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WFPL's Erica Peterson reports from Louisville.
I'm a third-generation coal miner.
When Harlan County resident Deke Hampton went into coal mining in the 1970s, he didn't seek to join a union mine. It just happened.
And I was just raised in what you call union country. I guess you put it that way. It was a way of life.
Not anymore. Now, Kentucky's union miners are a relic of the past.
Appalachia was always a really tough nut for the union to crack, and I think Kentucky was maybe the toughest of them all.
Labor historian James Green says, in retrospect, the fight to unionize Harlan County's Brookside Mine in 1973 was one of the last stands for the union in the state. The struggle was immortalized in the Oscar-winning documentary Harlan County, USA.
Let's stand on our 2 feet and show these boys that we can help them get a contract. Let's show the people in Harlan County we stand together.
That's the world in which Deke Hampton began his career, working for union stronghold U.S. Steel. Like Hampton, Quentin Clark is a third-generation coal miner, too.
Right now, I work in the safety department. We take dust samples.
But Clark is 20 years younger than Hampton, 41 years old, and lives in Hopkins County in western Kentucky. He says he's never considered joining a union, and that's an attitude shared by most of his peers.
When you throw in union dues that you're required to pay, you throw in the fact that someone else can determine whether you work or whether you do not work. You know, there's a lot of factors that keep the younger guys from even considering it.
This is a nationwide trend that applies to unions of all types. The Bureau of Labor Statistics notes that in 1983, 20% of American workers belonged to some sort of labor union. By 2014, that number had fallen to 11%.
I think it's more, in some ways, the unions have won the contest that they were fighting decades ago.
Bill Bissett is the president of the Kentucky Coal Association, which represents many of the state's coal operators.
Coal miners are now paid very well. They have excellent benefits. They have many ways that they can inform the regulators of any concerns they have anonymously. So the union representation, I don't think, is seen as needed as it was in the past for our industry.
Regardless, mine safety attorney and former regulator Tony Opegard says there's still a role for the coal miners' union.
It's much harder for a miner at a non-union mine to stand up for safety.
Opegard says, in theory, federal safety laws mean coal miners can't be discriminated against for refusing to work in unsafe conditions. But in practice, those laws are lacking.
Miners don't see the need for a union. Now, where they see the need for a union is when they get hurt. And the company then treats them like a disposable commodity.
There's a lack of impartial data about the relative safety of union and non-union mines, just anecdotal stories. Predictably, union and non-union miners tend to disagree on this point.
But I'm not going to say it's like night and day difference.
After a few years as a union miner in Harlan County, Deke Hampton worked decades as a state mine inspector until retiring in 2009. He says there were starker differences between mines run by big companies and smaller operators. But on a whole, he found that union mines tended to be the safest.
Some of the big companies that I inspected, they provided safety for the miners, but not on the scale of the union because the men dictated what was safe and what wasn't.
Hopkins County coal miner Quentin Clark says, as far as he's concerned, the advantages to joining a union today aren't really about safety.
It's not a safety issue anymore, is what I'm saying. We're talking about a dollar or two an hour, maybe. Is that what they want to try to get, or a day or two off a year? It's not as significant as it used to be.
And if he's approached tomorrow by union organizers, Clark still wouldn't be interested.
I would tell him, thank you, appreciate it, but no.
The United Mine Workers of America declined to comment for this story. For Here and Now, I'm Erica Peterson in Louisville.
And we had help on this story from Whitney Jones at member station WKMS in Murray, Kentucky.